This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. With the sun now set, Xcel's power outage map shows more than 100,000 customers in the dark in Colorado at the moment. That's partly due to a planned safety outage along the Front Range because of extreme wind and fire danger. Much of the Front Range has experienced those high winds today, including gusts of 85 miles per hour or stronger. That led to some downed power lines. Xcel shut off power to 50,000 people this morning in order to avoid that wildfire risk. Other customers were then affected outside the planned outage zone as well. Power was supposed to return around 6 p.m., but Xcel has told CPR News that they must double-check the more than 600 miles of power lines before restoring electricity. The company did not give a timeline for how long that might take. Judy Payne went to the Jefferson County Library in Golden after her apartment went dark this morning.
I try and get power, read the newspaper. I read the Wall Street Journal every day. I've got my phone and my iPad, but I don't want to run them down too much. I've got backup, so I just couldn't stand to be locked up in that apartment.
Xcel set up emergency centers with the Red Cross where people can charge their phones and hang out. They are open till 8 p.m. tonight at Evergreen Library and in Lakewood at the Belmar Library. Meanwhile, law enforcement is advising people to be careful on the roads overnight, treating intersections with traffic signals off as four-way stops, and to watch for debris that may be hard to see on the roadway. We'll have the latest on these power outages tomorrow on Morning Edition right here on CPR News. It's 7:06.